Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio, so goodbye to the work week, and hello to the weekend. I promise Jared is here, but he is literally taking a call in the corner of the studio. So I'm going to cover for him. It is St. Paddy's Day, the reason we're using such an awesome song. Check this shit out. They're called the Clancy Brothers. Look it up. The title's got, like, Mountain Dew something in it. Yeah, it's St. Paddy's Day. We don't have any green beer because that's disgusting. Why would you ever drink... excuse me. Why would you ever drink that? It's a really bad idea. And I think you really deserve alcohol poisoning if you're drinking that. If I had my way, I would be drinking Jameson Irish whiskey. Jared, if you're going to take a call, could you do it outside? I'll riff. Okay, he's gone, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, well, this is the first time I've ever tried to riff something before. This has literally never happened in the history of things. I'm really excited to do this show. Jared will be back in here eventually. I'm making some changes in the studio. You can't see them because there's no video here. Upcoming things that will change, we'll be able to make phone calls to people.
Your boy is back.
Yo! How'd you get here?
Surprise.
I was very surprised.
Where did you come from?
Oh, but I was just saying earlier, if you drink green beer, you deserve alcohol poisoning. And a fist bump just happened. You can't tell.
You can't tell, but take our word for it. It was a fist
maybe
bump.
You will be able to tell in the future.
Dun 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 dun. We are nerds.
I just haven't seen T2 in like 2 years. Hey, that lines up pretty nice. Maybe I gotta go kill that. My family's watching Leprechaun downstairs, and I need to watch that.
Seen it until I watched it, and then I was like, wow, this sucks.
The ending kind of, well, there's no spoiling a movie that bad, but Jennifer Aniston's in it, I think.
If that's a plus to you, have at her.
You don't like... Do you not find Jennifer Aniston attractive?
Oh, I find her mad attractive.
Oh, then what did...
I don't know, some people don't. I'm playing the devil's advocate here. Leave me alone.
God damn, the devil is in the advocate. Wait, is that how that works?
Not even fucking close.
You really scared me for a bit. I thought you didn't find her attractive.
Oh, no. I mean, okay. I have eyes, don't I?
Yeah.
I'm a human male, right? That's about the only recipe you need.
It's like being a Bruce Springsteen fan. All you need is two ears connected to a heart.
I don't think I've ever heard Springsteen, but I imagine I'm a fan.
You've never heard Springsteen?
Not that I can recall.
I don't know. But speaking of things that Jared hasn't heard of, we were talking about shitty rappers before we started.
These are things you haven't heard of.
Well, yeah, that's true.
He's never heard of designer people.
Well, yeah, let's look up designer first. How do you spell? You said with two
eyes. Okay. I don't even know how you do that, but
designer. But the rest is spelled right, so that's good.
I think. Is that how you spell it?
Oh my god, wait. He does the Panda song?
Yeah.
I think I've heard of the Panda song.
The Panda's the only semi-good song by him.
Okay, so this is his, like, top-notch level of work.
This is what made him famous.
This is his bar. And it's gonna keep getting lower as we go through his discography, I imagine.
And in all fairness, this was never that high to begin with. I heard it and I was like, yep, this is a song.
It certainly is, Jared. It certainly is. When does he start saying Panda and shit?
Eventually, I'm sure. You hear those, ha! Ha! Yeah, that's him screaming into the microphone.
Panda.
Panda, 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 panda. I got broads in Atlanta. Just the lean the family. Credit cards and the scammers. He ain't no links in the
band. Boy, the subtitles are getting really good on YouTube.
They actually have it?
Yeah.
This is incredible.
186 Panda. What is full? Damn it. Selling bar. Candid. Man on the match.
So yeah, anyway, yeah, it's just bad.
Oh my god.
The other one I was telling you about, oh, it went out again.
No, wait, your ears? Uh-oh. Oh no. Oh shit. See, and that's another cable I'll be replacing soon. I promise.
This is crap.
Crap. This is dumb. I don't enjoy having to do this. No one enjoys having to listen to it, I'm sure. God, I really hope
if you can't hear out of your right ear right now, that is because nobody can.
Something's happening. That's the weird thing. I hear it, but it's just not recording that
yeah.
way.
So give us some feedback.
God damn it.
If you hear it out of your right ear, congrats. If you didn't, well, suffer through it.
Unplug, replug, flip the thing, hit the thing.
I think we're just breaking stuff at this point.
We could be.
Renee, get the hammer.
Let's just, we're just gonna burn it all and start over.
Yep.
What happens if I do this? No, that doesn't help anything.
What a surprise!
We're all just, slowly dying on this small piece of rock floating through space. That's all you need to know. Wait a minute, what the fuck am I doing? Okay, is it this one?
Oh, wait,
hey!
It's back.
Hey!
Oh,
wait.
It's gone. Flick it again.
Flick it, back. Hey, which one is it that it's...
I don't know, but it's back. Don't touch anything!
I'm not touching anything! Oh my god, this is the worst.
This is incredibly nerve-wracking.
Everybody, send me money, and I'll replace all these cables. Most of them are 2 years old.
There's money in the banana stand.
There's always money in the banana stand. You finished watching that, didn't you?
I don't recall.
Oh, man.
I may have, but I also watched a lot of shows in Kuwait and Africa.
That's true, yeah.
I had a lot of downtime to do nothing.
Yeah, you were babysitting camels.
Yeah.
Mostly. Oh, my
They walk around and spit on each other.
Okay.
It's pretty funny, actually.
Okay, so this is Viper.
Oh, boy.
And this is his most famous piece. The song titled, the album is the same title as the song. You cowards don't even smoke crack. Y-O-U, apostrophe, L-L.
Yule cowards. Don't even smoke crack.
So you were saying, Designer, who we were playing earlier, he's a mumble rapper?
Yeah.
Could it be called mumblecore, or is that something else?
I don't know if that's a thing. He's a rapper.
Okay.
He identifies as a rapper, but he mumbles, so we make him a mumble rapper. He's like Lil Yachty.
I thought he identified as a black guy.
I don't know. The genders are weird now.
Yeah, so what do you call this, then?
Garbage. Actually, I couldn't even hear it.
Oh, what do you think now?
Yeah.
Don't get it misunderstood, hitting it out the glass. It's not appetizing, is it? I mean, a little bit.
I could definitely fall asleep to this.
You would have to be faded as fuck to enjoy this unironically, for sure.
Yeah, I know. I want my rap to go hard.
Yeah, like Busta.
Like Busta.
Yeah.
My boy.
Fucking A.
Even like T-Pain does a Panda remix. No. You think it's funny?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh.
T-Pain Panda.
That dude goes hard as shit.
All right, let's not forget, I always confuse him and who else? That other one of the rappers that's in prison right now.
Lil Wayne, Gucci Mane.
Is he in?
Lil Wayne was. Gucci Mane may still be.
Oh, wow.
I
wonder what it's like for a rapper in prison. Do they get respect?
Probably.
Yeah?
Because they know they're rich as shit.
That's true. Oh, yeah, and then favors can be done once they're on the outside.
And money is still good in prison. I fuck with these
niggas. Get the nigga that did designer ad-libs. Get him on the phone, because this shit about to be lit.
All right, let's talk about the song more instead of doing it.
Listen. I got hoes up in Brooklyn.
My Jamaican bitch be cooking. Oh, you can actually understand the words.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Rice and peas, macaroni, cheese,
collard greens, no, she don't bullshit. He was obviously hungry as shit when he wrote the first verse. I've been at the golf,
Selling the bar, candy.
Selling the bar, candy. That's such a weird line. I don't. Why is it there?
Something about macho like Randy. I don't know how something.
Randy
goes
Savage.
In. Like no, I mean I get the Macho Man Randy Savage. Uh-huh. I just don't get how something goes macho like Randy.
It's like it's like being Maverick. You know.
I don't know what that means either. Did you just verb a word that's a noun?
Verbing weird language.
This is true.
But no, it's like going Maverick is a phrase.
No, it's not.
It's, yeah, it
I
is.
Feel like you just made that right.
No, that's real.
Nope,
that's real.
I don't believe you.
People say it. You don't believe me. People say the weirdest shit. Okay, you believe that this guy, he says all that garbage in this song, but you don't believe people say that shit's Maverick?
No, but see, I don't expect him to make sense. I go in there with full knowledge that I'm going to lose a couple brain cells every song I hear.
But you're also expecting society to make sense. You're gonna aim it too high.
I expect the stupid people to get ostracized a little bit, but obviously they didn't. If going
That's
Maverick is a phrase,
that's our job.
Like, ha, you're a retard, and then we just go on with our lives.
Pretty much. we used to do that all the time in middle school and high school.
Yeah.
Now nobody's allowed to, and we especially can't because we're adults. But but I want to. I kind of want to do that on the show, you know. I just want to call people faggots again. That's it.
That's all I want.
I just want to, I want to get a bit of that venom back.
I want to be okay. Me and my little brother every Friday, because he works Monday to Thursday out of town.
Yeah.
He works 4/10s, so every Friday he's back home, and then we go to the gym together.
All right.
And we spend pretty much the entire hour session at the gym calling each other faggots, and the looks we get with the people without their earphones in are incredibly odd. I'm coming around the corner, and I like almost hear like he goes like spray water at me. I'm like, "Hey, stop it, faggot!" And then all of a sudden, like people, like three people, just doof, stare their eyes at us. We're like, "Never mind, we're gonna go do leg press or something over here."
And you haven't been kicked out once, have you?
Not once.
What gym do you go to?
LA Fitness down in Hazeldale.
I didn't know there was one there.
Surprise! Oh. It's right off the freeway, off of I-5.
Shit, is it expensive?
$30 a month.
Hey, that ain't bad at
and
all.
And they got a pool.
Oh, they got a pool? Fuck yeah, dude, I'm in. I love pools.
That's the only reason I go there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For the pool?
I could go to Planet Fitness for $10 a month, but I fucking love to swim.
You don't lift the weights at all?
I mean, well, yeah, I mean, I lift the weights.
Yeah. I mean, that might be the main reason I go there, but I also got to lose a bit of this.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Nah, it's
give it another 10 years, then it'll be an issue.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know what, that's the timeline for my aging, like 10 years, I turn into Louis C.K. We know this. We've established this, I think. But I'm just really hoping for the beard. That's it, not the male pattern baldness. I don't know.
If you
likely.
Follow your dad, like, I think you're going to have your hair for a while.
Oh, yeah. But it took him, like, he was not a regular beard grower until fairly recently, I would say.
Really?
Oh yeah, like he'd have like a goatee sometimes, you know. He was rocking that all through the 90s. But no, the full beard thing, I think that started like within the last 5 years.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So we could call him.
Yeah, give him a call.
No, we can't call. We don't have all the cables yet. They're getting here though.
Okay.
They better not get delayed.
Yeah. I can go some decent scruff, but not like a full beard because it's patchy. I look like Joe Dirt and it's gross.
But you did get your hair cut, so you're not quite as bad as Joe Dirt.
Could have grown that mullet out.
Yeah, that would have been fucking sweet. Were you just like experimenting with it or what happened?
No, it was my final middle finger to the army.
Oh, growing it out real long. Nice.
I had to get a haircut every single week.
Every week?
Every week.
It's really fast, though, right? Just they just put a hat on you, and it buzzes it down. Yeah.
I don't know, but still, $10 out of my pocket.
Fuck.
I probably could use that as a tax write-off, huh?
Every haircut you've ever gotten from the Army? Maybe. What?
That's $10 a week, every week, for 3 years.
For 3 years, so that's like, all right, so.
Let's see, $520 a year.
Yeah.
Times three.
$1,500.
$1,560, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Give me my money!
Get some of the cash money. Oh, man, I still got to file my taxes. I hate remembering this stuff now.
You're like, ah, shit, that's actually really important.
Yeah. Although my dad's got that copy of TurboTax.
Ooh.
Yeah. Isn't that the most gangster thing I've ever said? E-filing, motherfucker!
My dad's got TurboTax! Everyone's like, oh, shit!
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
you got mad cred over in the accounting firm.
That movie just did remind me of something. How did dabbing start the dance move?
I have absolutely no idea, but you know my brother's favorite thing to do now?
What?
Fart and then dab on people. It started when he was like that's been his thing for a while. It goes like this.
Okay.
He just did.
Yeah, but no, he was talking. He was at Red
Butt Mics.
Yeah, he was at Red Robin, right?
Yeah.
There's this group of girls over there doing girly things. I don't know what they do. They eat like salads.
Taking pictures of their food.
Take a picture of their salads and like thing, being though. Sad. I don't know. Whatever it is. Regardless, he's talking to my buddy Josh. He's like, dude, how funny would that be? Just walk up, stand over their table like aggressively.
Yeah.
Just rip ass, dab on them, and then just walk away holding the dab. Just like back up.
Holding
like,
the...
Because at the time, it's not funny. But where they're describing this bizarre incident to their husbands and boyfriends later.
Yes.
No, he just walked up, farted, and then he got dabbed on us, and they just walked away holding the dab. Those guys would lose their shit. They'd be like, dude, this guy sounds fucking rad. I want to party with him.
Let's go back to the restaurant and wait till he comes back.
Let's go stalk him and find him. Did he use a card? Hey, are you the one that farted on my girlfriend and then dabbed? Yeah. Dude, I've got a sixer for you. Let's fucking party.
I love that the only people that don't think it's funny is the people that it happens to. But I would think it's hilarious if it happened to me.
Like, dude, I would literally piss myself. I'd be laughing so fucking hard.
But he didn't end up doing it.
He didn't end up doing it. I think someday. I think he didn't have to fart very bad.
Someday he'll be drunk enough, and that's all it'll take. Just like the minimum amount of beers it would take for him to dab bomb somebody. What do you call that? Stink dab?
I think you just dab on him.
Dab on him. Yeah, okay. We'll call it that.
I guess the way he got that...
Dabbing sounds like something you do to your asshole anyway.
Yeah.
When it's like injured or something, so...
Yeah. You wipe, you bleach, you dab.
Oh, God.
We'll let your imaginations run wild with that one.
You know, they don't actually use bleach when assholes are bleached, right?
I mean, I would imagine not. Because I feel like that would burn.
I think it's just like special lights or something. Like they just stick a UV light in your butt crack for a half hour a day.
I have no idea.
I'm not. Hey, I don't know the science.
Yeah, I'm not a butt crack expert.
Well, I'm not saying I am either. Maybe we should get a butt crack expert on the phone here? Janice!
Janice,
can you, it's in the, just in the yellow pages, B for butt or C for crack? Just,
actually,
right, you
get your butt crack bleached quite frequently. How does that happen?
Oh, hi, my name's Janice.
Hey, Janice, what's wrong with your voice?
This is just how I talk. Go beat a fag.
Oh,
anyway.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Anyways, let me just Google how I bleach my butt crack real quick.
Wait, I thought you said you did it.
I do, but...
No, Jared said that.
But
he
I'm always
know what he's
high as shit.
About.
Anyway. Just a second. I have a text.
Wait, do you actually have a text, or are you looking it up? Because I could do
both.
That. I have a full keyboard. You don't have to strain yourself here. It's okay.
I don't want it to be in my search history how to bleach my asshole.
Yeah. Jared, you're going to have to leave or I'm going to cough up my lung.
Who's Jared? I'm Janice.
He said Janice.
That makes more sense then. you just snorted. You're a faggot.
Oh, Janice ran away. Too bad. Anyway.
Oh. Oh. Speaking of calling people faggot,
which we weren't, but now we are.
Yeah. I mean, we understand it's a bad word, but it's just so.
It's
so fun to say to in private. We wouldn't do it in public. Unless you're in the gym.
I got a story about that.
Oh, public. Okay. Go.
Yeah.
Go.
I wasn't there personally, but my brother Michael was at the store with my buddy Layson.
Uh-huh.
And Layson's just kind of a... You remember Layson Bergman?
Yeah, kind of. I didn't really hang out with him.
Yeah.
I know who he is.
I hang out with him fairly frequently, but he's a very angry man.
Okay.
and everything he does, he's going to say angrily. Uh-huh. He's actually a good person. Like if
it's hard to tell on the surface.
Yeah, it's hard to tell at the surface. Like I once called him at 2:30 in the morning because I ran out of gas,
whoa,
and he didn't even say, "Oh, it's so late," or "Ugh." He just like, "Okay, where are you at?" And he showed up and gave me gas. It was super rad. Anyways, the point is that he's a good person.
Setting him up,
but he doesn't talk like it.
Okay,
at all. Right. So Mike Lason goes through the line at Safeway. They scan his shit. He buys it, and he's like waiting for Michael to go through. Michael's taken forever. He's like, "Come on, hurry up, faggot!" Just like. Incredibly loud in a very public place, and the lady scanning Michael's stuff is dying laughing because she nobody says that anymore.
Yeah,
for it to just be said out in the open like that, like, "Hurry up, faggot." Funniest thing she'd heard.
That's great. See, people enjoy it. It's not that crazy to do. If you do it often enough, it could come back.
It'd still be super offensive, but
yeah, but, you know, it'd just be the 90s all over again. Things we can dream of, you know? We may not get there.
Yeah.
But, no, my story was, do you know Dakota Olsen?
I remember going to school with him. I don't know
him.
He's
a prick, right?
I mean, I'll take your word for it.
No,
I haven't talked to him in a little...
Trust me.
Okay.
Is he
a real winner now?
Oh, I have no
one idea. Of those people.
As far as I know, he still lives at his parents' house.
Definitely a winner.
But I don't care enough to try and figure out what end his life went to.
Yeah.
So, me and Emerson were walking around on Halloween night, and this kid lives right by my house, actually.
Okay.
You could walk over to it and egg it if you wanted to.
We are not endorsing this. No. We're just saying it is an option.
No. But his address is.
There's a sale on eggs.
Like an idiot, he's just walking around without a mask on, so we immediately recognize him. And it's established that we don't like each other. I don't remember why. He's just an asshole. I know that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, seizing my opportunity, he's maybe like a quarter block away. I just yell down the road, "Dakota's a faggot!" Just cupped hands, full out, and he turns and looks, like, "What'd you say?" And then the person just goes, "Shoo, shoo, go away," and he leaves. He fucking left. That's a victory.
I gotta be honest. If somebody is just like, I'm walking down the street and somebody goes, "Jared's a faggot,"
yeah,
I'm like, "Who is that?" And they just go away. I'm like, I'm gonna assume you're a friend of mine, and I just don't want to talk to you.
It's not a good time right now. There's better and ways he to leaves. Lead off. He did leave. I was so proud of myself. It went great. One of the best Halloweens ever. I was dressed as a hobo that year.
When was this?
I was definitely still in high school.
Okay.
Yeah, this is probably like freshman.
I was going to say, this is like last Halloween. You might be holding on to a grudge.
Oh, no. I don't even know what it is. I just knew that he talked like an asshole and he, you know, just not cool to hang
out. You probably had a class with him and he did something asshole-y and you were just like, "Yeah, I don't like this guy."
Yeah, probably. Oh, maybe it was the way that he pronounced my name.
What?
Renee.
Oh.
Never a normal tone to it. I'm not even sure what you call that.
Obnoxious?
Condescending? Something like that, but,
condescending.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Maybe that means what? Condescending means when you talk down to people.
Yeah.
Anybody who's listening.
Yeah, and fuck. Nice.
But get it? Because I was being condescending to you.
Yeah, just slip that in there. Fucking nailed it, bro. I think we should prank call him when we get the capability. I don't know where to get his phone number, so we're going to have to ask around.
Is the Yellow Pages still a thing?
I'm sure you steal it off some granny's porch. That'll work fine. Whenever they deliver the Yellow Pages. Don't they do that like once a year?
I wasn't aware they did it at all anymore.
No, I think we have a copy underneath our counter.
Who pays for it?
Oh wait, in the house or like this, the city? Or you mean? Or I don't know what you mean.
I don't know.
Okay, but I don't think we ever paid for it. It's just really.
I think it just kind of showed up.
I think it did because it's the one for Woodland, so of course it's like the thickness of like the manual for a printer. You know, it's a tiny little thing.
Oh my!
I'm sure by now it's probably at least twice as big. or something. That Walmart and that Taco Bell, they bring in a lot of people. I tell you what.
Oh, they're making another Chevron in here, too.
Another Chevron?
Yeah, right across. You know where the bridges are for the freeways?
Don't we already have 3 Shell stations? Nice. Oh, man.
Hey, Renee. Oh.
Oh, shit. I love that.
Right?
Yeah.
Michael showed that to me once, and I was like, this is it. This is my thing now.
Should I preemptively open this?
Actually, let me take care of that.
Yeah, okay. That'd be very nice. Thank you.
These are going to be, like, incredibly bad.
You know, maybe with all this cash coming in, maybe we could get something that auto-opens the window. Wouldn't be that hard. Just program it up. Simple as that. Dab the stink out the window now.
That way.
No, you gotta dab the other way to push it.
No.
Wait, does dabbing always only happen into your left?
No.
Or can you do it both ways?
You can do it either way.
Oh, okay, good.
I mean, there's not like a set rule for dabbing. I didn't like check the dabbing manual. Maybe there is. Who knows?
I wanted to be sure I was gonna fit in on the streets.
I think if you dab on anyone, you're going to get shot. So walk by, that's like, true. Oh, dude, those are some sick shoes. Dab. Boom. Blown away. Blown away like an Akon
Wait,
song.
Wait, so that can be used as an acknowledgement of something being cool?
I feel it's what you do after you burn somebody, but I'm not exactly certain.
I just thought it was a dance move.
I think it was a dance move. Then, I don't know. Urban Dictionary, they know.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Urban... I really should have that as a shortcut in here so I wouldn't have to do this. Dabbing.
Type in 10 letters.
Okay. To press a piece of cannabis extract, known as butane hash oil, against a heated surface of an oil rig pipe and inhale the smoke. These extracts have up to 90% THC levels. Ooh. It is the newest growing trend for cannabis connoisseurs, and Colorado currently has the largest following to date. For example... Hey, man, I got some dabs. Can I borrow your torch? He's dabbing some BHO. I don't even know what that is.
They're using big words. Anyways.
So that's the weed one. Definition 2, to give a sharp nod to your raised forearm. The word 4 is spelled incorrectly. Dancing with sharp nods repeated. Dab on those fools.
Yeah,
to acknowledge. Agree upon. Stunt on.
Yeah, stunt on.
That is the worst...
I mean, that's not like a very proper way to describe it, but yeah, pretty much it's just kind of like the equivalent of stunting on people.
Sticking your face into the elbow while holding out a straight arm. This motion is supposed to assert your bitch-ass swag over everyone else.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, no. What? Hang on. No, I have a problem with that.
I have no bitch-ass swag.
Yeah, because that sounds like anti-swag. Whatever that is in the... first place.
Replace bitch
God,
ass
we're
with
trying to dis-
I think it's the tone of voice you use it in for swear words. So I think that's along means along the lines of dope.
Yo,
ass swag.
Bitch ass swag. That sounds cool, right?
Yeah, see, like okay. I prefer dope ass swag, but bitch ass swag is alright too.
Should I keep reading these or
please
no,
don't.
I don't want to.
I feel stupid.
I'm gonna
already.
Open a new tab to distract myself from that awfulness.
And now we can just walk around and dab on people like it was the middle of 2016.
Hey, you know what? Okay, that scenario of the thing in the restaurant where he's actually farting on people, maybe he doesn't actually fart on them, but carries one of those fart machines around.
It's a lot more funny with
real farts.
Oh, yeah.
You got it. Well,
plus you have to understand,
of...
you think I fart a lot? My brother is a fart machine.
Is he a master?
Oh, it's incredible. I don't know how he does. He just sitting there like, hey, dude, check it out. I'm like, what's up? Dab. And he dabs on me, and I lose my shit every time.
Can he do it at will? The farting?
Maybe.
Damn, that's fucking weird.
I've never actually asked. I really should bring that up.
I don't know if I've ever met your brothers. You gotta bring them in on this.
Bo came to a movie with us once.
Yeah? I can't remember that. But would they at all be interested in this?
No. Bo is always working, and if he's not working, he's with his wife, and Ike would think it's just gay. I'm just letting you know here now, like, hey, you want to come be on a podcast? He's like, I don't know. Do I want to suck other dudes off? I'm just saying what he would say.
Okay. That doesn't, I mean, we could certainly describe it to him better.
Yeah. But I mean,
but it may not work.
Probably not going to work, and It's too bad because, like, when he wants to be funny, he can actually be really funny.
Yeah.
He'd be sweet to have on here.
He just doesn't want to be recorded being funny, or he doesn't like the pressure of it's a recording, also anyone can hear it.
Probably that.
Yeah? Okay.
You just have to catch him in a mood.
Okay. No, to be fair, that's a lot of pressure. But he also doesn't know that we're not famous. So we got that going for us.
I should tell him, like, oh, yeah, probably, like, anywhere from 50 to 100,000 people listen to this every week.
Well, potentially, because another thing that I did, the show is now on Google Play Music. Something that I should have done a while ago. But, yeah, you can just search.
I didn't realize
that
was, a big thing now.
It's fairly big. It's it's like Google's attack on Pandora, except you can upload your own music to it. And I think it's a little cheaper. And also podcasts. An entire thing that Pandora doesn't have. So, I think it's a pretty nice addition for us. I don't know if it's going to pull down any new subscribers or anything. Last time I checked, we were at like 43. Which is actually pretty surprising. I don't know how many of those are real.
It's 42 more than I would expect.
Yeah, but who's the one? Myself, to
yes.
test the feed?
Or your mom.
No, that's true, yeah. I wonder if it... I think I remember a while ago, I was in an Apple store, and I subscribed all the computers to the show. Because what else are you going to do in an Apple store?
I don't know, just buy shit?
Or just wish you could buy shit? Don't buy Apple shit anymore, people. Don't buy it new. That's my advice. Find it on Craigslist. Repurpose it as your own. Don't ever buy new Apple things, because if you buy old Apple stuff, it's gonna work just fine. They actually make really decent hardware. I had to fix Kirsty's MacBook Pro recently. It was being a little shithead, but the only thing, she dropped that thing inside her backpack off of a set of bleachers, and the only thing that broke on it was the hard drive. Granted, that is a pretty important part.
I don't know, it's like,
but I fixed it.
It's only, like, the most essential part.
Yeah, you know. Actually, you know, you can use a computer without a hard drive. It's pretty easy.
What?
Oh, fuck yeah. I'll show you sometime. It'll blow your mind. I'm not doing it right now. I see you looking around.
I'm looking around like, I don't even know what that means. I feel like you're talking about, like, taking somebody's brain out and be like, yeah, now go for a run. The guy just takes off.
No, it's a real thing. I actually I did it at work in a practical fashion. It's pretty neat.
That's a nerd shit. I don't want to hear about it. Anyways,
yeah, it's fine.
The reason I texted you earlier about Xbox controllers.
Oh yeah,
is because
I meant to ask about them.
Yeah, the thing is, like, me and Ike were at my mom's house, and our buddy Josh came over. Do you remember Josh Dingler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that dude in ages.
Yeah, he lives up in Longview now with his sister.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been really close friends with me and my family for, like, fucking ever.
Yeah.
But anyways, we got sitting talking about, like, you guys remember, like, way back in the day, we used to have just, like, LAN parties where you just, like, hook up everybody to zombies and play zombies literally all fucking night.
Hell yeah.
And we're all like, that is a great idea. What's everybody doing Saturday?
Nice.
And I told him I'd make sure to, I'd take care of it and get it all set up, but... I don't,
you wait. Short controllers?
Yeah, I'm short by three. Because my brother has one. I have an Xbox 360. I lent my controller out at one point. Disappeared.
Uh-oh. Fuck.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to borrow Drew's controllers, get Black Ops 1 from him. Because if I recall, that had the best zombies. And then we're just going to hook it up LAN party, two people per screen. And we're just going to game out all fucking night.
That's going to be awesome.
Get a 36-pack of Mountain Dew and, like, five Little Caesars pizzas.
Little Caesars is a must-have.
Absolutely.
For one of those things. Although it gets disgusting after, like, 30 minutes. What is it about it? It just exponentially ages, I think.
Like, disturbingly fast.
Yeah. Like, unless you need your own heat lamp if you're going to maintain that pizza's health.
Yep. There's, like, a sweet spot, because if you get it right out of the box, you're going to burn the shit out of your mouth.
Yep.
But if you
made
wait...
Made that mistake so many times.
But if you wait the 20-minute drive to get home, it's going to be cold and it's going to taste like Chinese food.
Yeah.
And just like...
What kind of Chinese food?
No, you know, like Chinese food, you wait 20 minutes and it's cold and you're like, wow, this is fucking gross.
Yeah. That's true.
Then you're hungry like 10 minutes after.
You ever been to a Chinese food buffet?
I think I have, but I can't recall when.
They're actually, they...
Yeah.
They do
all right.
Down
in Vancouver.
Which, what's it called? Do you know?
Something to do with a dragon, I'm sure. No, I don't fucking remember.
Probably something with a dragon. But, no, it's pretty much like, it's the same Chinese food that you could get from a guy on a bike in New York, but it's actually under... God, why are we all burping today?
And just farting.
Oh, yeah. It's the gastrointestinal disturbance special. What was I talking about?
Chinese food.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all under lamps and everything. So you just, it's always fresh. They got that sweet spot there. Don't get it from the guy on the bike.
No.
It's soggy by the time
go to the something dragon buffet.
Yeah. Also, what is it? Why do you have to put things in completely sealed containers? That's a bad idea. And I'll tell you why.
Please tell me why.
You should be putting holes in the tops of these things. Like, if it's a bread-based thing that you're ordering, I don't know what that would be in Chinese food equivalents. I guess, like, egg rolls or something. They got some sort of breading on the outside. If those are hot, you put them in a sealed container, there's going to be a whole bunch of moisture collecting on the roof of that container, and it's going to fall all over your shit and make it soggy. Poke some holes
in
the top.
But if you poke holes, then it spoils faster.
Yeah, it may get colder, too. Okay.
Maybe it's
tinfoil wrappings with holes.
Ooh, tinfoil.
Yeah.
Your boy fucks with tinfoil.
Tinfoil's the fucking shit.
I didn't think that was a sentence I'd ever say, but...
You ever,
Your boy fucks with tinfoil.
You ever seen, Weird Al's parody of Lord? With the tinfoil?
Aluminum foil! Oh,
and I finally cracked the code. It's a fucking... That's my favorite.
Bring it up.
You want it? Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear just at least a little bit of it.
I'm going to skip to the Illuminati part, I think. Weird Al. He hangs out on the internet and makes some things on the internet. There we go. Nailed it. And the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border. Puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that. I'm protected because I made this hat from aluminum foil. Where I had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. Seems a little crazy, but someday I'll prove. There's a big conspiracy. Fuck yeah.
That's fantastic.
I'm only a few steps away from making one of those hats. Swear to God. It's getting fucking weird out there. I need to encrypt all my computers still, actually.
You think something would be available commercially to encrypt something that the government couldn't crack?
Oh, it's not commercial. It's free. That's the difference.
That's even worse.
No. Not at all.
They don't give shit away for free that they can't break.
No. Wait, what? You want the government to crack it?
No.
Oh, I'm misunderstanding. What do you mean?
I'm probably missaying. Regardless, you get my gist here.
Somewhat, yes.
Anyways, continue.
But no, it's good that it's free, because anyone can read all the shit in it and find the stuff that's wrong with it and fix it. That's the idea.
Makes sense.
Now, what the CIA is doing is they're finding stuff that's broken, and they're not telling anybody, so they can use that stuff later on.
Yeah, that's what I would do if I was them.
But the problem with that is, the hole's left open, not just them can use it, anybody else can find it. There you go. And the dots are connected.
The thinking meme.
There's a poison dart in my neck for telling the truth. That's not true, you would all know. Yeah, so maybe...
Renee disappears tomorrow.
Yeah, no, maybe I need to put a statement out there that says I'm not having suicidal thoughts. I have no terminal diseases, and I have no enemies.
To the best of our knowledge.
Well, I guess I did call Dakota the faggot that one time. That's pretty good. That's probably.
But if that dude shoots you in the back of the head over that, I mean,
he's got issues.
Mad props to him, man. That's taking shit to a whole nother level.
Yeah, I mean, you could have just done like a lawsuit, but
a lawsuit, or you know, just straight up beat his ass like a normal person.
Way to go, man!
But assassinate him.
I would love for him to try and beat my ass. I could fucking take him. I know I could, because I mean,
I feel like there's some pent up aggression here.
A little bit. You know, I can use that to my advantage. Also, I carry a knife and pepper spray with me at all times. It's not necessarily cheating.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's just being prepared. Don't fuck around
with
me,
Dakota.
The
only stupid fight is a fair one.
where you're surrounded by a circle of your friends? Is that a fair fight? What's a fair fight?
One-on-one, both of you have similar weapons, and fair fights are also fucking stupid.
Yeah?
You want to know how the army fights?
How?
3-1.
Whoa.
If it's 1-1, we break contact.
And then add people to
then
one side.
Then add people.
Depending on who is the cooler dude.
I mean, you know, whatever. Taliban, you guys need more people? All right, just bring them in.
Is that...
Everybody ready? You good? Oh, no, Ahmed, fix your contact.
Did you get in regular fights with the locals?
No.
Oh, okay. Any interaction with the locals?
No, really. I mean, no. There's like some, like in Djibouti, there was like Djiboutian workers.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, there's just people running around doing normal Djiboutian things, but we never got in any firefights with anybody. Same in Kuwait.
Okay. No fist fights either.
No.
Okay. That's
wait,
what I
wait, 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 wait. No.
Maybe not necessarily you, but someone you know.
I know the Djiboutians got pissed at a couple of people, but there's never any like actual fighting.
Oh, okay, just a lot of yelling. A
lot of yelling, and like, I don't speak your fucking language!
And then guns are waved at them, and then it's all done.
Yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it.
Nobody in Djibouti has guns.
They don't. Guns are illegal.
In the whole country? Wow. You guys got lucky.
Yeah, and then we roll up, just strapped to the max, and they're like, eh, whatever.
They're here for us, right? I think so. Yeah, just don't
they're
shoot
white.
My camels.
Are you good? Okay.
Just don't shoot my camels.
That's all I ask.
As much as you want to. Because camels are shitty, right?
Yes. You fun ever... fact, sheep are also shitty.
Worse than camels?
I mean, I didn't really fuck with camels. I just kind of gave them their distance because they were, you know, just giant llamas. Do your thing. But yesterday...
And they do spit. Watch out for that.
But yesterday, I was up at my aunt's house, and she has some sheep. She told me to grab this one particular chicken so she could butcher it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm chasing this fucking chicken around. It runs into the sheep field. So I'm running after it, hides right behind this big brown sheep, and the sheep looks at me, and lowers its head and starts like pawing like it's going to charge me.
Oh my God.
And I don't know what to do. So I just like slowly back away.
Yeah.
And it's like looking at me and it's just glaring. And I got out of there. Sheep never fucking charged me, and if it did, I would have broken its neck.
Yeah, you would have punched it in the face.
I would have punched it a lot of places. And I told my aunt, I was like, so, are you planning on killing the brown sheep ever? She's like, well, I mean, not really. I'm like, all right, well, if you ever do, call me up because I want to be the one to kill it. I hate that thing. Thing's a fucking bitch, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, it has a little lamb that I was getting in between of.
Oh,
but,
well, there you go.
But it was kind of a bitch before it had its kid anyway.
It only made it worse.
Yeah.
That happens when things have babies.
Stupid fucking sheep.
Yeah.
I hate it.
They either get more amplified in what their personality was, or it's a complete 180.
Definitely more amplified, because like, I guess the thing was a bitch before. I mean, they named it Witchy.
Yeah, that's a bad call.
Yeah.
You're asking for it to be possessed by an otherworldly being and having it eat your babies.
Yeah, I shouldn't even have backed away. I should have just tackled it and beat its ass.
You ever seen, there's a video out there of a guy squaring up with a kangaroo.
Oh, yeah, and he pops it right in the mouth.
Yeah.
Boom.
And that dude, he didn't even know what to do. Nobody's ever punched the kangaroo in the face before.
I've had a similar experience, not with kangaroos.
Okay.
Like, my thing to do when I go visit people.
Yeah.
And I still, like, we're, like, hanging out in a group being bored. I'll take a pillow and I'll launch it at somebody across the room and nail him right in the head.
Yeah.
And it's hysterical.
You've done that to me, yeah.
On a number of, I do this to everybody. And I grabbed one pillow and, like, a girl was sitting next to me and pow, and I nailed her right in the face. Not like hard, I'm not a dick, but you know, just boof. She's like, grabs it and just nails me right back. Nobody has ever done that.
Nice.
And I've done this for years.
Oh, man.
Years upon years, and nobody has ever thought like, hey, I'm going to take this pillow and just hit him back. Like, how hard could this be?
It's a long time coming.
Yeah, I deserved it 100%. But I was all like, Megan, high five. You fucking rock. You were the first.
Did she get a medal or something?
I mean, I don't know.
A little tiny pillow pinned on her shirt. That'd be great.
I'll just send her, I'll just text her pictures of a pillow every day. It's your achievement award.
I imagine this was a while ago, so maybe it's a bit of a late award. Kind of late in the game.
I should probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. Regardless, it just caught me so off guard because nobody's ever done that. Nobody's ever been like, hey, stop it, faggot, and then hit me back. Lo and behold, I didn't know what to do.
But it certainly didn't make you rethink the whole thing.
Oh, no, it's even funnier now.
Oh, yeah,
that's great. My favorite thing to do. Like, Megan, what's up? Bah! Nail her right with a pillow.
Who's this Megan? Do I know this Megan?
Megan was Lindbergh, now married to Dustin Sarkkinen. She went to a center.
Sarkkinen. Is any relation to Aaron Sorkin?
No, not even a little bit.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, I've known her for probably years now. Good person.
Yeah. Good enough to hit with pillows.
Oh, I do that to everybody, though. I don't care who you are.
Would you hit someone that you just met with a pillow?
Yes.
Public place?
I've done it.
Really? How'd it go?
I don't know. I was like, I sit down, like, oh, hey, what's up, man? My name's whatever. Like, oh, hey, what's up, man? We're sitting there for a couple minutes. We haven't said anything. I just pop right beside me in the face. Breaks the ice like that.
Dude, yeah, it's definitely an icebreaker. I was going to say that. It's about as good as, like, it's not as bad as tripping somebody.
That's just mean.
Yeah, but if you play it right, you can make them think that it was never you. And then 5 years later, you're married. That never happened to anyone.
Okay, I was like, doing some math in my head. How long have you and Kirsty known each other?
I don't know. I've never tripped her. Actually, I would. No, that's a bad idea.
That's super rude.
No.
Speaking of tripping, I remember one time, I think it was like sixth grade.
Uh-huh.
You remember in PE how you had to run from like one end of the gym and back a couple of times? So it was like your warm up or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, there was a name for those. It was like lines. I think it was it the one where you had to go to one line, then back, and then a different line?
No.
Then back? Okay. Just
like the short vert. Like there's long area and then the short area. Like,
yeah.
Short area back and forth.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you remember Jessica Brady?
Yeah.
I was running this way, and she was running this way, and we passed each other, and I tripped.
Oh, shit.
And I thought for all the world that she tripped me, and I had a grudge against her for fucking years.
Oh, man.
I hated her. I had, like, fantasies about punching her in the face. And then one day, I think I was like a fucking sophomore or something. This is like sixth grade, so a number of years.
That's where most grudges start.
Yeah, I'm sitting there thinking about it and thinking about, like, I saw her and she said something to me. And it was like polite and kind, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever, this chick's a bitch anyway. I'm like, why is she being so nice to me? I hate her. And then I'm like sitting there thinking back to the incident, which is burned into my brain. And I realized, like, wow, I could very well have just tripped over my own fucking feet. Never had a grudge on her against her since.
Are you doing something under the...
Nope.
What the fuck is that?
Sounds like somebody's throwing a ball.
I really need to soundproof this room. That's the other. That's one of the other things that's going to happen. Well, I'm glad you resolved that grudge. It was most certainly unfounded. I kind of remember her. I don't think she would trip you.
Yeah, I mean, I never hung out or even talked to her, so it wouldn't make sense for her to trip me.
Yeah. Unless you were a real faggot in sixth grade.
I didn't talk to anybody in sixth grade.
I hardly did either.
I think I had like two friends. One of them was Ben.
Yeah.
The other one is probably Drew.
Emerson was the first friend I had. Because I moved here in sixth grade.
Oh, did you? From where?
Vancouver, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah. It was like,
I just remember you showed up.
Oh, God, it's happening again. Who's trying to get a hold of you? What's so important?
My sister.
Oh.
She wants to borrow money. That's the only time she ever calls me.
Oh, sounds fun. Did you tell her you're doing a show?
Yeah, I told her, hey, I'm busy. I'll get you money later. She's like, okay.
She take money from you a lot?
Whenever she's poor, so yeah.
She doesn't have a job? Man.
She needs to focus on her grades more.
Oh, is she in school right now?
Yeah. She's 16, I think she has like a C or a D in math. Regardless, there's like one thing where she's not allowed to get a job until she gets that up. You know, like school has to come first.
Yeah.
Because you don't need money. No, you need to have good grades.
And she's 16. You know, that's a pretty, you should be figuring that stuff out early.
Yeah. I mean, I've been working consistently since I was probably like 14. So.
What did you start out in?
Huh?
What did you start out in? Like hay fields or what?
Tree farm.
Hell yeah. Planting or cutting?
No. Planting.
Okay.
I was the guy who hand out the trees. They're like little bitty trees, about yay big.
Yeah, little baby
and
trees.
And you hand them out, and they just put them in the little wheel that goes around and just slowly plants them.
A wheel.
And I bucked hay, and then I worked at that bus place for a while.
Bus place? Oh, you were washing buses.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, yeah.
I did that for a few, or probably a year or two.
No, I that's right around when you started coming on the show. Yeah, you were working on the buses.
Yep.
You were a bus surgeon. That was the joke. You were the bus surgeon.
I most certainly was not. I hated them. I actually got a call right before I got out of the Army.
Oh, yeah?
One of the guys I used to work with, he was working at a different bus place. He's like, hey, man, whenever you get out, if you don't have anything lined up, like, come talk to me. I'm working at this bus place, and we need a good tire guy. Because that's what I was. I was the tire guy. And I was...
Cleaning or mounting?
Mounting.
Okay.
So, like, I could, like, deflate a tire, get it out of the rim, get a new tire onto that rim, and get inflated and put it back on the bus within 15 minutes.
Nice, dude. That's like, really good turnaround.
I was a boss at it.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, you're probably the best tire guy I've ever known. So, I mean, like, that'd be awesome if you could come work for us. I was like, yeah, I'm glad you want me back, and that's super cool, but I fucking hate tires, so I'm never going to do it again.
Amen. I hate tires, too. They're the fucking worst. Well, it's a shame you never went back.
I mean, I could still call him, but I'm going to start working for my grandpa on Monday. So,
did you have one of those machines that would take the tire off of the rim, or did you have to do that shit by hand?
By hand. I had two giant metal bars.
Damn. That's awesome. So that 15-minute achievement is like even like two gold stars.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's fantastic.
I couldn't do that. Not without a machine. Well, I don't know.
It's not like it's physically a little bit more demanding, but mostly it's just technique.
Yeah, because you just let it out.
You have to have a certain thing in a certain way, put soapy water in, zoop, and then the whole thing will just come flying out.
Oh, you don't have to keep working around it too much?
Not too much, unless you have like a super stubborn tire.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, like, there's definitely like a special technique to it, but you still got to put some sweat into it.
Okay, so you're a tire guy.
No longer.
Well, retired. That's pretty good. Retired tire guy. Sounds so weird to say that. Why is there sometimes just tread on the side of the road, like on the highway and stuff? That just falls off of the tire. Is that the tire exploding? Is that it peeling off of the outside of the tire? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's
those big pieces of rubber.
No, that's because a lot of the trailers and the tires,
mm-hmm.
especially for big trucks, they have dualies. There's two tires right next to each other.
Uh-huh.
One blows out, shreds, comes off, whatever it does, they can still drive just fine. But they just need to pull over eventually and put a new one on.
Okay. And they probably got like three or four in the back.
Yeah, they have plenty.
Okay. But that is legit the tire exploding.
Yeah.
Not peeling like an onion. Like I've always pictured.
It just kind of tears off.
Yeah. I always imagined like it's just you take the skin off of the onion tire and then it's just an inner tube, like this soft little donut thing that gets left behind.
It's... No.
Definitely not.
Definitely not. Have you ever seen a tire?
Oh, yeah.
Just the tire?
I've seen way too much of tires.
Okay,
good. I tell you what.
Okay, good. So I don't have to explain this.
Yeah. No, I didn't even... Did I tell you about the whole Les Schwab debacle that I went through?
No.
Oh, man. Those guys have fucked me over so many times. I swear. One time, I went to the one here in Woodland. I had my... What did I do? I think I had my brakes replaced. Which I honestly should have done on my own. I really need to learn how to do that. And I may have to do that soon. But I started... I went home, and then I pulled the e-brake, and the e-brake, like, did not work. It was almost non-existent. So I had to go back, and they had to re-fix it. And thankfully, they did it for free. But the most recent thing was I got a bubble in the sidewall.
Ooh.
And the set of tires that I got was not from Les Schwab that I had at the time because I didn't want anything to do with them. I got them from a place called America's Tire, which is where everybody should go because they're not a bunch of jackoffs.
Ooh. Actually, I'm not going to interrupt your story. I'm going to tell you where to get tires after this.
Okay. But not America's Tire?
I don't know. Is that place in the middle of Woodland?
No.
Kinda,
oh, well, there might be one, but I wouldn't know.
Kind of close to Chevron, like right behind Dairy Queen, kind of. It's a little shop.
No.
There's no sign outside of it, but you just go back there and you like, they have a bunch of tires and you tell them like, hey, I need two of used of this kind of tire.
Yeah.
And they'll have it and they'll give you an incredibly fair price.
Used tires.
Used tires. Come on, 70% tread is still good.
Yeah, that is pretty good. I'll think about it. But I got a brand new set now anyway.
That, yeah,
so.
Well, that's if you're balling on a budget, you know?
Yeah.
Which I frequently was in high school.
Yep. No, that's, yeah, that I'm sure that's a great one-stop shop for middle schoolers.
Oh, it was fantastic.
What was the rest of the thing? Oh, yeah, so I walk out to my tire in the parking lot. It's the rear passenger.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely flat. I don't have anything to inflate it with. I got a spare, though, but then I find out that my tire iron does not fit the lug nuts on the tire.
Isn't that always right when you find out that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's a damn shame. And then I called the AAA guy. He comes out. He doesn't have anything to take off those lug nuts either. But he fills up the tire. We wait a bit to make sure it's not going to instantly deflate.
Yeah.
And we decided safe enough to drive the mile and a half to a nearby Les Schwab to try and get it fixed. I pull a car in there. I wait 2 fucking hours to hear that there's a bubble in the sidewall and there's nothing they can do about it. I don't want to buy new tires that day, so I just tell them to put the spare back on, and I drive home to deal with it later.
Hmm.
Next day, my voice is gone. I assume because it was stolen by the ghost of Les Schwab, who haunts every doorway of every establishment.
First they steal my tire, now they steal my voice.
Fucking A. So I brought my dad with me for a little bit of help with that. We get there, I explained the whole thing, and I was really dissatisfied with them. And then it turns out they don't even have the right kind of tire to match it. So they can't replace it. But they give me a different one that I can use temporarily until they get the right one in stock. And they put it on, and it's the wrong size. It's about 2 inches too small. So while I have this little dinky tire, I go to America's Tire, get the new set, pledge my allegiance to them forever because it was the most painless tire experience I ever had.
They're like, oh shit, you need a tire?
Yeah.
Here you go.
That's it.
That'll be $40.
And then they gave me the loaner tire in a bag, and I drove back down to Les Schwab, and I asked specifically for the guy that helped me, and I plopped the tire on the counter in the bag, and I explained how dissatisfied I was, and that I would never be setting foot in this establishment again, and both their manager and their corporate offices would be hearing from me in writing. I still have to do that.
Showed them, Renee.
But it was a really cathartic moment for me, and I am glad to be rid of them forever.
They would hear from me in writing.
In fucking writing, man. I'll print it out, of course. I'm not writing that shit by hand. That wouldn't get anywhere. It wouldn't get past the post office because nobody could read the address. Self-diss. My handwriting's bad, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you know that. And you know what? Now that I'm in IT, I have no room to improve my handwriting. I can be as messy as I fucking want because the only time I write things down is when I'm writing things for myself. I got a little handy green one of those flip books, the, you know, just little hand pocket notebook thing. That thing's like half full, and I've only been using it for 2 months. It's great. I love taking notes. Makes me look real smart.
Dude, I carry a little notebook and pen everywhere.
Is it a waterproof one?
No.
Oh, okay. I
used to have one of those.
I want one. Really do. Do you have to get a special pencil to write in that, or can you just use anything?
I mean, the pen will smear, but the paper's still waterproof.
Awesome.
Yeah. You can get waterproof pen, though. They're expensive.
It's one of those NASA pens, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have absolutely no idea.
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure the NASA pen.
I don't know, Renee.
Right. That's just my guess.
I don't know these things. But yeah, I used to have one of those waterproof ones. I always carried it actually pretty much everywhere.
No, it's a good idea. I should probably be carrying one around outside of work.
Yeah, I always have a pen and paper in my car, not on me.
I have a pen, and I have skin, don't I?
Good enough.
That works for me. I hardly ever write on myself. I can't remember the last time I wrote on myself. People have written on me more recently than I've written on myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same for you.
Are we getting old?
No. Is that your sign? Is that what you were waiting for?
Yeah, we don't draw on ourselves anymore, so we must be old.
It's not necessarily drawing, but...
And there's like some 56-year-old grandma like, I'm okay.
Oh, man. What a weird existence that would be.
It took a turn for the weird.
Yeah. I don't know what that even means.
I don't know.
She's just writing I'm okay on her hand over and over?
No, she's like, no, she's drawing on herself. So she knows she's not old yet.
Oh. Okay, see, I thought this was like...
What other way could you have taken it?
I thought this was a play on senility.
That's not even a word.
Yes, it is. It's senile, but different.
I feel like you're making that up, too.
No, that's real. No, senile's a real word. I mean, it's like Alzheimer's.
Okay,
it's
senile, but I don't believe senility.
That's real.
I don't think it is.
Okay, but...
I feel like you're making up words again.
It's when you start thinking that you're a cadet in Vietnam and you start using your couch as a bunker.
As long as you're not throwing out hand grenades, I think you'll be all right.
That's fine. Just don't give Grandpa the access to the hand grenades. If he still knows how to use one. Which I imagine if he thinks he's in the army, he probably does.
Any hand grenades he gets a hold of, he's going to know exactly how to use.
That's something to knock off my bucket list.
Hand grenade?
Get a hand grenade. Yeah.
They're not very big. They're only like smaller than a tennis ball.
Yeah. Pretty heavy though, right?
They got like they have a good heft, but not so much you're going to throw your shoulder out if you try to huck it.
But you did training with grenades, mm-hmm. right? Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
They're
pretty fucking rad.
How those explosions, eh? What'd you blow up?
Not so loud, no fireballs, but you can feel it.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it just vibrates through your whole body.
Oh, yeah. That's the...
It was the same way...
It's concussive force. They want to, like, fuck up their heads.
Yeah, it was the same way when we played with C4, and we, like, made, like, burial charges.
Because
we played with deck cord for door breaching.
Yeah?
And I guess there's, like, a difference between, like, C4 and, like, a deck cord.
Okay.
Deck cord, it just burns at, like... However many miles per second, it burns like crazy fast.
Uh-huh.
But the way it burns so fast, it produces a cutting charge. So it like, and then it'll just like split stuff.
So you just like wrap it around a doorknob and light it?
You can do that, or you could just, we take three strands, put it on like a strand of duct tape, throw it up against the door, get the fuse to it, back up and click pull, and then just snap, and the door just splinters.
Whoa.
And it's super rad.
The whole door just...
The whole door just comes apart.
Shit, that's awesome.
But the, like the C4 and stuff, the Semtex and whatnot, that's a pushing charge. So what that does is like, it makes like a lot deeper sound, and it's, I don't want to say more powerful, but you're going to make a hole out of it rather than like.
It's not to destroy something, it's to move things out of the way?
Yeah, it has more constructive purpose.
Yeah.
In a way.
it's like shaped charges.
Yeah, like shaped charges.
It's like for blowing up a building or something.
Yeah.
That's useful.
Yeah.
Definitely. Real life applications, see?
When am I going to get my hands on some C4?
You should just be a demo expert.
I could have been.
Yeah?
Once upon a time.
You just changed your mind?
That's all like, nah, dog.
Oh,
yeah, fun fact.
Yeah?
If you touch C4, do not lick your hands.
Because what happens?
You get incredibly sick.
Like puke sick?
Puke sick.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to die, but you're going to wish you were dead.
Did that happen to you?
No.
Oh, good.
They made sure to warn us.
It happened to a friend of yours?
No. They just,
oh, okay.
Everybody's known somebody it's happened to.
Oh,
and
okay.
I just like roll up. They're like, yeah, after you touch this, don't lick your hand. I was like, yeah, let me just swallow some fucking C4. That's a great idea.
It's something you've always wanted to do. Yeah.
Bucket list.
Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TJFRadio. We're also TJFRadio on Twitter. Email us things, because you know we want you to at TJFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TJFRadio.com. You want anything, got anything to say before we shut it down?
I'm about to go fuck up some green cookies.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those.
So fucking
happy St. Paddy's Day, everybody. We'll be back next week.
Party on.
You'll be back?
You think?
Yeah. All right.
Should be.
Party on, everybody.